Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Paul Watson today. The people that forced the one-child policy on China are the people that are setting up the global warming hoax, the global taxation grid. Continuing with Professor Big Money Behind Global Warming Propaganda, a Prison Planet article. Another professor challenges the so-called consensus behind man-made global climate change as we have one of the coldest winters on record. Paul?
That's right. And China, the biggest producer of CO2, has just had its coldest winter in 100 years. Saudi Arabia is reeling from a massive cold snap that's unprecedented. But this professor, emeritus professor of physics from the University of Connecticut, basically, I think he was neutral on the issue, but then he visited New York and saw a giant billboard. I think it was a diesel billboard, which I've got up there on the article, about global warming. And then he later learned that the cost of the billboard was $700,000 a month. So that's how much it costs to advertise this. And he basically makes the point that we live in a carbon-starved environment compared to past periods of history, like the Jurassic period, when levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere were as much as 11 times or more.
That's right. It's a life driver. Plants live longer. Humans live longer in higher oxygen carbon dioxide environment. Go ahead.
Right. So by comparison, we're living in a carbon dioxide-starved environment. But if they're going to reduce carbon emissions to absolute zero, which is what we're being told by this Carnegie report, then they're going to have to kill 6 billion of us first because we exhale it. And there's also the fact that they're going to have to completely eliminate the Amazon rainforest because most experts say that through the rotting vegetation, it releases more carbon dioxide than it absorbs. So in that sense, they're going to have to deforest most
of the planet. I was about to say, you want to do a headline where to reach UN Carnegie goal, all plankton and plants must be killed immediately. And then just explain it. It's so asinine, but we have people in the U.S. who can't find China on a map, much less under this global warming system. They make no cuts. We make all the cuts. It's just pure bull. But it's like Goebbels said, the bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. It's just, it's such a fraud. I mean, any moron knows it's a fraud.
The problem is that one in five Americans believe that the sun revolves around the earth. So, you know, they're probably at the same level of intellect as that Rothschild guy who thought that Jupiter was closer to the sun than earth. But 3% is what this professor is saying. You said it's 6%. He says humans are responsible for 3% of the carbon dioxide.
Well, the UN says at the top, humans are responsible for 6%. We ought to have giant carbon generating factories. I mean, it just generates life. Carbon dioxide is more tied to plant life than even water. And I've seen the studies going back 50 years of desertification expanding in the Sahara because of carbon dioxide level. I mean, I remember reading a decade, more than that ago, Paul, about real scientists, real institutions who weren't even looking at global warming, was non-political, saying plants are in trouble because the earth is in a low carbon dioxide system right now.
Right, exactly, and that's what the studies show from past periods in history where high levels of carbon dioxide produce, you know, bountiful environments. But again, the source of what we're being told about global warming is these elitists that control oil companies and control governments, and we've got this army of eco-mentalists who are more prepared to believe that propaganda than believe these scientists who are pointing out the basic facts.
And that's because from first grade to college, they were brainwashed and they can't understand it. Paul Watson, running PrisonPlanet.com. Fabulous job. Great reports. I'm asking people, if they choose to take this mission, to get your two stories and get them out to everybody.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got about 51 minutes left in transmission. At the bottom of this hour, I will go directly to your calls in 22 minutes from now at 1-800-259-9231. Any questions, comments, statements, you disagree, agree with Daniel Estulin, best-selling author, investigative journalist, par excellence, 16, 17 years tracking the elusive Bilderberg Group. We've been having him on every few weeks. Because he's getting so much new information on a daily basis. He's also got a tour kicking off in New York right now here in the United States. His book is now a bestseller here in the U.S., a global bestseller, well, way over 1.5 million. Last time I checked, sold. You can get the book discounted. It's like $5 less, and you'll find it other places at InfoWars.com, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. This book has got hundreds of photos, hundreds of documents, hundreds of their wicked quotes, things you've got to read. You can also get it paired with Endgame, and Daniel Estulin is in that film, and a lot of the same info is there. They but some info that isn't is there, just like his book has info that isn't in my film. They dovetail together. Amazing reading, a great coffee table book. I have given so many of these to friends and family. People that are skeptics wake up when they read this book. It is a lavishly covered book, very well done, a very well appointed book. It just looks good, reads good. The info is powerful. If there were 5 stars in book review, I'd give this book 5 stars. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, available at InfoWars.com right now. I hope you go there and get it if you haven't. Going to Daniel Estulin. Daniel, there's a lot we're going to talk about today, why they're plunging the dollar, your inside info on that, any other tidbits you've picked up. But in 20 minutes, we're going to calls. But first up, my friend, you're here in the United States. Tell me about your tour.
That's straight out, like, I'm in the United States. I came in on Sunday night. We're in New York right now. We have 3 days here. Then we're off to Seattle and Portland. We have a couple of big shows in Portland, and we're off to Los Angeles. You know, when I was here in the United States in October, hardly anyone outside of the people like you and a few others were willing to talk to us, even though, as you said, my book has sold over 1.5 million copies. At the time, it was published in 44 countries. Now it's up to 51 countries and translated into 31 languages, and the sales figures are almost up to 2 million copies worldwide. Well, this time around, we are getting mainstream press attention. We did Air America this morning. We have some television stations as well today and tomorrow. We're shooting six info commercials this afternoon. They were off to Portland. We have a sold-out show there, and then off to Los Angeles. And again, I think finally the mainstream, at least the mainstream radio and a few television stations, we're not getting any newspapers as of yet. They're waking up, or at least not to lose their credibility completely, they're forced to interview me and give me a little bit of prime time, at least not to look bad in front of their audiences.
Now, Daniel, expanding on that, the reason we're talking about getting press coverage is what? 6-7 years ago, they would, up until that time, they would never admit that Bilderberg even existed. The New York Times, the Washington Post, publishers would go. They would then come back and not allow a word to be published. They would write other articles saying it's insane, it doesn't exist. Now it is in the Dallas Morning News. Now it is when Governor Perry went there. It is now finally getting attention. It is finally breaking out, and they don't like that.
Well, exactly. The only time over the past 15 years where we have had any attention whatsoever from the mainstream press happened in 1996 when Canada was in danger of being destroyed as an independent nation and merged with the United States. Thanks to our coverage of those events, you know, after putting it here in 1996 in King City, in Toronto, the mainstream publications, the Toronto Star, the leading radio stations as well in Canada, they let all that information out, and over 1 million people in 1996 came out to say, we don't want to join the United States, we want Canada as a free and independent nation. That was the only time in the past 6 or 10 years that we've had so much coverage, until, as you said, a few years ago, where for the first time, thanks to large people like you who are getting all this information out to your listeners, the mainstream press begrudgingly are forced to admit that, yes, Bilderberg exists, they meet, but again, what they do according to the mainstream press is not all that important, as you and I know, and as I demonstrate in my book and in your film, it is very important, and the decisions that the Bilderbergers take accept and affect 6.5 billion people in the world.
I want to read a quote of the former chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. The current president of the Council on Foreign Relations stated in an article, state sovereignty must be altered in the globalized era. That system of world government must be created and sovereignty eliminated in order to fight global warming as well as terrorism. He wrote that in 91. Moreover, states must be prepared to cede some sovereignty to world bodies, and the international system is to function, says Haas. Globalization thus implies that sovereignty is not only becoming weaker in reality, but that it needs to become weaker. States would be wise to weaken sovereignty in order to protect themselves. And then suddenly after 91, terrorism starts, the global warming hype starts. Now they've got to reduce our carbon footprint, which is what humans exhale. This is their total system of micromanagement and control.
Well, you know, Alex, you know, you just put your finger on it. Exactly, absolutely right. Again, what we're dealing with is people with very high principles. You and I may not agree with their principles, but we have to admit these people have, you know, a single-mindedness of purpose. They've been going at it for a very, very long time. And what, one of the reasons we're not being as successful as we could be is that we're fighting a very principled opponent with techniques instead of fighting with their principles, meaning understanding what they're doing, understanding where this is coming from, understanding where they're going with all this information. It's not enough just to learn their names and memorize their faces. We have to understand why they're doing this. And again, one of the things you just talked about is the destruction of the nation states. Now, when you create multi-state unions, as you have, for example, right now in Europe, when you had one country, one constitution, one currency, one border, one army, and before you had nations, nation states with their constitutions and their currencies, now you don't. You have this one country called Europe. You have one country being created called North American Union. Now, when you create multi-state unions, governments lose power at the expense of supranational governing agencies that supersede the authority of nation states whose leaders, at least on paper, are elected democratically by the people. And, you know, such agreements as General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs and the North American Free Trade Agreement, what they do is they subtly destroy national economies by putting them under the imperatives of world commerce and globalization without borders. And that's what I mean, fighting principles with principles. People must understand, and again, I'm very grateful to you for the things that you have been doing on your radio show by letting people and making them understand what the Bilderbergers, the CFR people, the Trilateral Commission, all these secret societies and organizations interlocked amongst themselves, how they're very, very covertly putting together their plans for the New World Order, which, again, go way, way, way back in history.
But we are now alive in a time when we're finally seeing their plan come to fruition.
Well, I think, you know, I think we better get our act together very, very quickly. I think we're missing a lot of opportunities which are being presented to us. And again, one of the reasons, needless to say, is the television, which has played such an important part in destroying, you know, the free human spirit, because unfortunately most people, as you and I know, believe that what's on television is the reality, and if anyone tells them otherwise, people will laugh in your face because they don't believe that there's another reality. Their simple answer is, well, if it's so important what you're saying is true, why isn't it on television?
Which is an incredibly ignorant position, but they just have never seen the other side to reality, which is the true reality. Now, Daniel, shifting gears into the dollar. 2 weeks ago, Greenspan went out and told the group of Arab-producing members of OPEC to dump the dollar, and then I came on air that day and said, this is it, the dollar is going to plunge like never before. It wasn't hard to figure out. Then even mainstream newspapers admitted his statement did that. Now they're cutting interest rates again, which is causing the dollar to slide even more, while simultaneously putting out the news that we're not in a recession and the dollar is strong. How does this play into destroying nation states?
I mean, God, this is just so simple. I can't even believe that they're doing this in such a silly way. Again, I think most people don't read and don't understand, and they just follow knee-jerk reactions to whatever people in the media tell them. You know, in 2005, right after the Bilderberg Conference in Rotterdam in Germany, I said that, you know, the demand destruction is being fully executed right now. The dollar is going to lose more than 50% of its value. You know, I was looking at the Spanish edition of my Bilderberger book the day before yesterday, and I said to myself, I just want to make sure that it's in there, and of course it is. And I said to myself, 2.5 years ago, I was saying that what's happening today was going to happen. Now you have Cheney, who dumped his dollars, he just bought euros. Nobody's reporting of that. President Putin in Russia said, you know, for his citizens to get rid of dollars and buy gold and euros. The Chinese government is doing exactly the same thing. You have a guy by the name of Bill Gross of PIMCO. He's one of the greatest bond managers on earth, who said last week that we're in the first inning of the housing crash. Now, one of the things that I think people must understand is this. Now, do we really believe that the investment banks that employ some of the brightest minds in America, who have studied at the world's most prestigious universities, who understand the fine points of high finance, you know, thought that ignoring all the standard criteria for prudent lending, issuing billions and billions of dollars of worthless loans to people with zero credit rating was a good idea? Obviously, the answer is no. Now, if we know less about high-risk finance than people like David Rockefeller, then the question is, why are these people lending us money? Until, again, we go back in history to 1929 and realize that it wasn't a Great Depression at all. It was simply a transfer of wealth. We, the great unwashed, as Kissinger and Rockefeller called us, we lost money, we lost houses, we lost our personal wealth and equity, and they gained that equity at our expense. You know, I told you this before, about 10 years ago, I saw in one of the Bilderberger reports this one phrase which I didn't understand at the time. They talked about demand destruction. That was the phrase itself. I kind of let it slide because at the time I was just overwhelmed with information and I didn't quite understand most of it. Until about 2.5 years ago, shortly after Stresa in 2004, that's the Bilderberger meeting in Italy. You know, I saw that phrase again in the Club of Rome report, and then I came across it again in one of the Trilateral papers, and then I saw it on the CFR website, and then I saw it again in the Bilderberger report in 2005 from the German meeting. They're talking about demand destruction. So I asked a friend of mine in the banking industry, and he said, how do you destroy the demand? I said, well, how do you do that? He said, by destroying the world economy. When you can destroy the world economy, you can make people poor, and you can again transfer the wealth from us to them.
Stay there, Daniel. Got a break. We'll come back and talk about what the White House press secretary has to say about this.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
A bad situation here when OPEC says the reason for $105 or $106 a barrel oil is the falling value of the dollar, and you won't address that issue. Where do we go to find out who's right?
Well, as he just said, the Treasury Secretary is where you go to talk about the dollar. It's a longstanding policy that predates this administration, and I'm not going to change it today, but Treasury can talk about it.
I don't expect you to change it, but I do expect you to be able to say whether OPEC is completely wrong about this or whether there is at least something to their claim that the dollar is responsible for the high price of oil right now.
Wendell, I'm under strict instructions and have been from the beginning to not talk about the dollar, and I'm not going to get fired to satisfy your question.
All right. Now, that's Dana Perino, White House press secretary. The pretty face they put up there is a total puppet. We don't need Dana Perino in the White House that tells us we're not in a recession and we're in a boom economy to tell us that OPEC's telling the truth. If you're buying fuel in euros, you're paying less than you were 5 years ago. If you're buying them in dollars, you're paying 70% more. Excuse me, more than double. I don't know, it was $40 a barrel 6-7 years ago, and it's $109 now. I don't know, what is that, more than double? I mean, it's like children. The national media needs the White House to tell them the dollar's devalued, so oil costs more. I mean, they talk to us like we are retarded children, and I'm not being mean here. That's they talk to us, and I guess we are, Daniel Estulin.
Well, Alex, you know, I was just listening to the comments from the White House secretary, and it's just amazing the stupidity what that lady was saying. Now, Alex, do you remember the week before Christmas, the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, the Bank of England, the National Bank of Switzerland, European Central Bank, the Bank of Canada, they had a coordinated effort to prop up the financial markets. Now, in 3 days at the time, they poured in more than $1 trillion of liquidity into the system. Now, since then, the United States Federal Reserve has been pouring about $15 billion a week through term auction facility launched on December the 17th, 2007, if I'm not mistaken. Now, one of the side effects of the term auction facility is that the United States bank reserves have fallen below zero. Now, I'll repeat that. The American bank reserves are minus zero. Now, we're talking about negative bank reserves. Can you understand exactly what a dire situation the American economy is, the financial markets?
I had the head of ShadowStats.com, top economist. I had the head of the New York Business School on. I've had Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist, World Bank on. Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, former head of the Treasury. They all say that unless things are done and unless they shore up the dollar, we are going to be in a worldwide depression within 2 years.
Well, you know, I think the depression is going to be much sooner than that. We're looking at probably about next year or so. Again, one of the plans that I did see, according to the Bilderberg report from a few years back, is the idea by the end of 2008, early 2009, to have the dollar lose more than 50% of its value. Well, the dollar has already lost more than 50% of its value. In fact, in New York yesterday, I saw stores accepting euros, which is, you know, something unheard of just a few weeks or months or years ago. Now, the New York Times...
Mayday.
Exactly. The New York Times said last week that the current, you know, economic bubble is 600% larger than the 2000 bubble, which literally destroyed half of the American economy. Imagine what we're in for. Again, Greenspan said that right now the United States economic growth is zero. Buffett said we're in a recession. General Motors in the last quarter of 2007 is $722 million in the red. Again, what do we need to do to convince people that there are very powerful men and women behind the curtain who are controlling the lives, the daily existence of hundreds of millions of people around the world? What else must be done?
Well, this is it, and they have created all the liquidity. They flooded the global markets. Their own documents stated, I want your take on this. We'll get back and we're going to calls. They have a mountain of money they made out of nothing, but then they get our real assets, our homes, our roads, our water districts, our ports. It's all being handed over right now, and they haven't even begun the full implosion. Then they've got their martial law grid, their microwave guns, their sound cannons ready. They've hired 26,000 preachers, 23,000 executives, their FBI InfraGuard, now more than a half a million truck drivers, school teachers, spies everywhere, San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle, admitting Bush is now a dictator, FEMA camps. He'll pass those presidential powers on to Hillary or Obama or McCain, whoever it is. I mean, it's clear. They're going to implode things and then come in with martial law, posing as the saviors. If we bitch too much, they'll set off a nuke or something and say Al-Qaeda did it. We're going into hell on earth. There's no doubt.
Now, let me give you, you know, just a bit of information before you go to the commercial break. Now, key term for the near future, I heard this through the grapevine from my sources, human dignity as a central challenge inherent in the phenomenon of global political awakening. You will hear this term, human dignity, being popped around by the Obamas and the Hillarys and everybody else in the presidential election. Watch out for it.
I want to get from you what human dignity means, what that spin term means, from Daniel Estulin on the other side and your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
I have always kept the interests of my country first and foremost. And I always will.
UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a biweekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Parson 263 Hotel, Roger. All runways available for landing. Surface wind 07 degrees at 5 knots.
Manchester, Mayday 263 Hotel.
Mayday 262 Hotel, all runways available. Advise if you wish vectors or continue visually for 06 left or right. Surface wind 062 degrees at 5.
What we are doing is heading in a northwesterly direction. We'd like to establish on the inbound radio 084 towards Wallasey, climb to 3,500 feet, and then we will advise you of our intentions.
Thompson 263 Hotel, so you may do that 3,500 feet, 084 radio towards Wallasey, and keep me advised.
All right. That is a real Mayday call. Over Manchester, England, where the big jumbo jet takes off and then its engine burns out. You see it on fire, and they're calmly calling Mayday as they try to turn the plane around and bring it in. The point is, this is like a country that's basically coming in for a landing with engines on fire, and the yuppies are dancing around, giggling and snickering. We have all the government documents, how they're imploding us, how they're going to regulate us, how they're going to control us, the martial law, the FEMA camps. And I just want to tell all the yuppies and know-it-alls and trendies and the rest of you, this is real. This isn't a joke. I wish this wasn't real. I'm freaked out every day. I don't even know what to do. And the globalists are doing this all by design. They've engineered it all. And meanwhile, they're telling you everything's fine, so you can't even get ready for it. They're telling you go into more debt. They're saying issue more debt, knowing that means they'll get full control of you. Daniel Estlin, finishing up the point you were making before break.
Yeah, well, you know, absolutely, Alex. Again, going back to what you just said, you and I have talked about this quite often. I think the idea is, you know, I wrestle with this on a daily basis when I'm faced with a situation of who do I tell what's going on in the entire world. And, my point is, again, this is like a Titanic. We're out of time. There's just simply no time to save the entire world's population. We have to talk to the people who are willing to listen to us. At least that's what I'm doing, talking to the people who understand, who at least understand in part what is going on. I forget about the yuppies. Unfortunately, there's just not enough time, not enough energy, and not enough people who understand, who can follow our example and do what needs to be done. So I don't talk to the gallery. I talk only to the people who want to listen, who want to understand, and this is one of the things I think it's very important that you and the listeners out there do exactly the same thing. Forget about the yuppies. Forget about wasting your time on people who do not want to believe you, whose scale of values have absolutely nothing to do with ours. They will perish as most of the other people in the world. We need to save ourselves.
Well, by perish, I mean live in a police state, be totally bankrupt and poor, living in a FEMA trailer. I know the globalists are talking about, in fact, we have a Carnegie document here that just came out where they're calling for a zero carbon output. Well, humans exhale carbon, and they're saying they're going to force a post-industrial era, and then they admit in their own study billions will die. I mean, these people are psychopaths.
Well, of course, yeah, we understand that, but unfortunately, we just didn't. You know, as far as I'm concerned, there's not enough time to try to convince everybody out there that what is actually going on is the truth. Most people will not believe you, no matter how much effort you and I put into this, because unfortunately, again, the mainstream press has done a fantastic job dumbing down the population. They will laugh in our faces, and they will not believe anything we say, because, again, their reality of television, mainstream press, mainstream radio is very different from your reality and my reality, which is based on hard facts and information and data, which, of course, we have been able to glean from the man behind the curtain.
I want to go to some phone calls for Daniel Estulin right now, ladies and gentlemen. Wes in Idaho, you're on the air with our guest.
Hello. A question for Daniel, but first a comment to Alex about your use of the term tainted vaccines or vaccinations with mercury. I'm here to tell you that any and all vaccinations are bad. They've never been proven to be safe or effective, and that there's foreign animal protein that can change your DNA. It bypasses
Let me just stop you, because I don't want this to go out on air that I'm saying vaccines are safe if they don't have thimerosal in them. I've made the point many times that the word tainted makes it sound like it's accidentally in there, or that it'd be okay if that wasn't in there, and I've said that, or contaminated. It's not contaminated. It's meant to have that in there, and that it has the foreign DNA, RNA, and causes all sorts of problems. So I hardly agree with you.
Well, you suggest just with the term tainted vaccinations, as there are perhaps good vaccinations, I'm here to tell you that all vaccinations are bad.
I'm glad that you know everything, but
I didn't say I know everything. I'm saying that the term that you use suggests there are good vaccinations, and I'm saying there are not.
Well, let me just say this. I'm not saying that science couldn't, if they did it properly, have a good vaccine, but the people running the vaccine companies are a bunch of eugenicists. Bayer Pharmaceutical knew that all their factor VIII product to millions of people had AIDS in it, HIV. They knowingly shipped it out. So you can't trust anything they do, and you can't take any of their vaccines because they're murdering criminals.
I don't think they'll ever be able to produce a safe vaccination injected in the blood. Also, you might want to take note there that Norway, Sweden, and Denmark are banning mercury amalgam dental fillings. This comes from an organization called Dental Amalgam Mercury Solutions, and I think you should have someone on to talk about it. But this question to Daniel Estulin coming. I understand the High Court in Spain has struck down Holocaust denial laws, and I'd like to hear what you know about that.
Well, I think they have, but again, it's still pending in the courts. It hasn't been struck down. It's still pending in the courts.
I understand there was a big case, and the High Court in Spain said this law should not be in effect, that this man that has been charged and jailed and prosecuted and is in an entire huge library has been taken and destroyed. We're going to turn that around. Is that not the case? I should know the actual guy's name, Pedro in Spain, but you don't...
It's still pending in the courts. It's not a final decision yet.
Okay. I'd appreciate you bringing updates to the list.
Okay. When it's final decision, I'll let Alex know.
That should do it, I guess. Go to your next caller there, Alex.
Gentlemen, we're back live, going back to Danielle Estelin. My ISDN dropped strangely there. We weren't hooked up on backup, but we're back up. Sorry about that. Hooking up from Austin to Minnesota and across the world on satellite sometimes does that. Going back to Danielle Estelin. Daniel, I missed the end of that. Did you have any more comments for that fella?
No, basically that it's still pending on the high court, and the decision should be made between now and the end of May. And as soon as it is, I'll let you know.
But doesn't that now go up to the higher European court?
Only if they decide to challenge the ruling.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Colorado. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a general comment. I wasn't really commenting on the current speaker, but your last speaker, I think it was Paul Watson, was also talking about the climate changes. And one of the things that I try to listen to your show almost every day, and one of the things I never hear or anywhere hear is not only did our climate change or is it in flux at all times, but our magnetic poles change. And right now we are at one of the weakest points of polarity in time when it does change back and forth. And it doesn't change back and forth consistently.
You know, that's a good question. I'm always hearing from people about magnetic poles or even the axis of the Earth, and now the Earth is actually sped up in its spinning a second or so. And I'm always hearing the elites are concerned about that. Are the elites, have you ever heard any of that from Bilderberg?
No, I personally haven't. I don't know very much about it, so I was kind of curious to see what you had to say. No, I don't know very much about this, Alex.
I don't either. Anything else, Scott?
Again, just another general comment. I had called you on Sunday in reference to a YouTube that I had put up, and it's gotten great response, the one for the Colorado Springs
Fire Department.
Fire Department drill and posse comitatus.
Yeah, it's just,
look,
let me just boil this down and make it simple. They have drills that seem reasonable for chemical biological attack to get the police merged with the military, and the next it's let's hunt down the militia. So it's about creating the relationship, seems reasonable at first, just to get the military with the police. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that if you try to pull it up now with my with that tagline, Colorado Springs Fire Department, Posse Comitatus, it just pulls that up. And it doesn't play the video. It just the screen is blank. I'm just wondering, has that happened to you before?
YouTube plays a lot of games. Thanks for the call here. I would like to get some calls for Daniel Estelin, 1-800-259-9231, about the New World Order, the Bilderberg Group, and the rest of it. Ken in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, we sure are.
Okay, sorry.
It's
all right. Sorry about the noise. What prompted my call was something that just came off CNN, and then I got a question for Daniel. They just announced that the House of Representatives is considering putting steel into pennies and nickels because it costs twice as much to make pennies and nickels as they're worth, which is...
Well, they've already turned them into basically tinfoil, tin, junk with a silver-colored wash on them. You know, growing up, we traveled to Mexico, and everybody knew Mexico was bankrupt in third world because they had a devalued currency, so their money looked like trash and was trash, and we're trash now, we're third world, and that's how it is.
Right. I want to ask Daniel about what happened in, I think it's been in just the past few years, Russia's use of the double-headed eagle as a symbol. I looked up double-headed eagle on Wikipedia, and I mean, it's considered a symbol of the Byzantine Empire, the Holy Roman Empire, is on the cover of Albert Pike's Moral and Dogma, and it, you know, the and then when I was in Buenos Aires this past summer, I went to an old mansion that was kind of a place where tourists go, and so many things in that mansion had it, and they said that that was from Spanish Inquisition or something, Spanish Catholic Church or...
Well, I mean, look, the double-headed eagle has been popular since Rome. When Rome split into two empires, that an Eastern and a Western Empire, that became its symbol. But eagles have... Okay, go ahead.
But what did it mean, what did it symbolize for Russia, or what should we, you know, our
It's Eastern and Western Empire because it went from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean. Daniel?
Oh, absolutely. And also what Russia of today has adopted is the Tsarist double-headed eagle. The Romanovs used it 100 years ago, and Russia has decided to use it as its new symbol of strength.
Yeah, they've just taken the old flag and the old symbol back.
Exactly.
Hope that answers your question. But, yes, it goes back to Rome and when they had an Eastern and Western Empire. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Frank. In D.C., you're on the air, Frank.
Hi, Alex. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Wouldn't you agree that the New World Order is not going to have an international-style 911 since their gens are crossed, probably some mini nukes?
Well, yeah, I do believe the globalists are going to stage more terror attacks and blame it on Al-Qaeda. Let's get a comment from Daniel. Daniel?
Well, actually, I'm getting reports from my source, and again, I have to be very careful how I phrase these things because people do seem to lose their head over my comments. I'm getting reports that the next big terrorist nuclear attack is going to be staged in Israel. Now, that's all I know for now. I don't know anything else. But again, if that's the case and if that actually goes down, we're in some deep trouble.
Because Israel's going to nuke Syria, they're going to nuke Iran, they're going to nuke who else?
Well, you're going to have a regional war. So the first thing, you know, from what I understand, they're going to detonate a nuclear war in Israel, and as a consequence of that, you're going to have a regional war, which may lead to the Third World War.
And from your intel, are they saying who's going to be shutting off the goodie?
No, I'm not getting enough information to comment on it, but what I do know is that this is all I've been told, is that they're extremely concerned about this possibility. And we are talking near future, Alex.
Well, they need something to get their war against Iran going.
Let's just say the 9/11 wasn't the end of it.
Yeah. Okay, does that answer your question, Frank?
Yeah, what if they fail, though? They're exposing themselves.
Say that again?
If they do pull one of these attacks and it doesn't go according to plan, won't they be exposing themselves?
Well, a nuke's easy. You just pull a truck up, and then you show some video of Muslims being in the area, just stage it, and then, you know, it's pretty easy to cover up a nuke as long as the isotopes can't be tracked back to your government. Daniel?
Yeah, absolutely. You just said it.
Okay, Frank, thanks for the call. Vernon in New York. You're on the air with Daniel Esteman.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I have a. I would like to get a comment from both you and your guest, Esteban.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a thought, and it is related to the end game, and as well as the least possible strategy with the genetically modified foods.
Okay.
And that is, could it also be, obviously, the short-term strategy is, you know, to make profits and then to have, you know, rights over all food over the planet, but could their long-term goal be to destroy the human genetic code and then thereby force people to accept transhumanism?
That's even their arguments, that as they pollute things, they'll then have the solutions to the diseases and crises and nanotech problems that they created. Daniel, in a nutshell, what's their plan with the GMO food?
Well, again, I think people have to understand that genetically modified crop, the Green Revolution, that was a brilliant Rockefeller family scheme to develop a globalized agribusiness, which then they could monopolize, just as they had done in the world's oil industry beginning a half century before. You know what Henry Kissinger said in the 1970s? If you control the oil, you control the country, and you control the food, you control the population. And that's actually what we're seeing right now.
And that's why these plants take over similar subspecies and then make it to where they can't reproduce. And Monsanto in 99 publicly said that we're going to contaminate everything, so you don't have a choice, and then we own everything.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the other side effects of the Green Revolution and the and Monsanto Revolution is all this is accompanied by large irrigation projects, which often include World Bank loans to construct huge new dams and flood previously settled areas and fertile farmland in the process. And, of course, fertilizer is oil-based products, and oil-based products make a lot of money for the world's elite.
We'll be right back with Daniel Esselin in the final segment. He's in the United States in New York right now. Going to have events out in Portland and other cities. You can find out more at danielesselin.com or trinday.com. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Boom. All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment. Daniel, real fast, throw out where you're going to be and when here in the United States for your speaking engagements and book signings.
I'm in New York today and tomorrow we're leaving. We're going to Portland. I'm going to be in Portland until the 16th. We have a big act on a Friday. which is, I think, the 14th, and another one on the 15th. Then we're off to Los Angeles, 16th through the 19th. We have a big press conference there to announce a couple of exciting things. One of them is the true story of the Bilderberg Group is going to be made into a Hollywood movie by an independent company. Obviously, no big studio would touch this thing with a 10-foot pole. So some exciting news, and let's see actually what goes down. The Bilderberg Conference is just around the corner. That's going to be May, early June. Of course, I'm going to be there. And I think we can still win this war if we can just get enough people on our side.
Well, you know, I never brought that up, but a film crew, the Independent Film Channel, who I think are there, aren't they videotaping your interview with me today?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right here with me.
They were telling me they'd heard through the grapevine about a pretty good size filmmaker group. I'm going from memory, was going to make a film about your story.
Well, these are the people who are making Terminator 4. So obviously they have enough money to put this whole thing together, and obviously we're looking forward to this because I think it will expose the Bilderbergers even more, bring the truth into the spotlight, which obviously these people hate.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, Daniel. I can't wait to go eat some popcorn and watch it.
I tell you one thing. These guys told me that Discovery Channel was with you the other day. You know, these people are following me around today. We have Hollywood interested in some of the stuff that I'm doing for the film. You know, there's enough stuff out there getting out for people actually to be able to see another side to the story. And if we can just get enough people on our side thinking, that's what my book does, and that's what your video,
right,
that's what it does. It gets people thinking on their own, and that's one of the things that the men behind the curtain hate. They hate the idea of somebody doing thinking on their own and getting in the way of these people and their transgressions.
Well, DanielEstlin.com is the website. Daniel, thank you for spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, Alex. Thanks so much for having me on your
show. You bet. Take care, my friend. Here in the United States right now, find out about where he's speaking on his website. The particular dates, the where and when. We're basically out of time. I hope you will get the true story of the Bilderberg Group from InfoWars.com. It's massively discounted. It got a, 20% discount there on the site for the book, InfoWars.com. Don't forget, we have the GMO Trilogy, two films and an audio CD for $19.95 in one box set. People went crazy for that yesterday, and that's good. We need to get this out to people. They also have the two books on the GMO foods. This is a real crisis. We've got to get control of our lives. We can do it. That's also available at InfoWars.com. Also, we got to get our bodies cleaned out. And aloe vera, I've seen all the big studies on it, really cleans out your intestines, your entire digestional tract. And this Aloe Ease Body Cleanse is something I'm taking, the office is taking. It's really good stuff. It's no magic cure. It's just really good for your digestive tract and will really detox you and clean you out. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. 1-800-569-4056. Give them a call today. Get your bottle of that. Aloe Cleanse, Body Cleanse. And I had Paul Watson on. I had another guest on in the first hour. We covered the latest info on the global carbon taxes, how they're ramming it through to all our AM&FM affiliates, to the shortwave folks, the internet listeners, everybody. I appreciate you all. There's an internet stream at InfoWars.com where the show is about to restart. If you missed any of the first or second hour, you can always, when the show ends live at 2 p.m. Central, go to the streams, the different streams. If you want to find them, you got to go to InfoWars.com or subscribe to the free podcast there. So the show restarts right now at InfoWars.com. Don't forget the InfoWars Network. Get your own MySpace account at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.